News, I'm Tommy McNeil. President Trump is cutting off Britain's ambassador to Washington after leaked diplomatic cables reveal the ambassador, Kim Derrick, reported back to London that Mr. Trump was inept, insecure, and incompetent, and his administration was uniquely dysfunctional. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The cables published yesterday show Kim Derrick calling the administration dysfunctional and inept.
I don't share the ambassador's assessment.
On top of diplomatic fallout, British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt is worried about the leak itself, saying Derrick has the right to make a frank assessment.
It's very important that our diplomats all over the world continue to be able to do so.
And says there will be consequences for whomever leaked the cables. In the meantime, President Trump fired back at Derrick.
We're not big fans of that man, and he has not served the UK well.
Her office says Prime Minister Theresa May has full faith in the ambassador. Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency has confirmed that Iran has surpassed the limits on how much it is allowed to enrich uranium under the 2015 International Nuclear Deal. The International Atomic Energy Agency said its inspectors verified Monday that Iran breached the 3.67 limit set in the accord aimed at restraining Tehran's nuclear weapons development. Uranium enriched to 5% is sufficient to produce fuel for nuclear power plants, but still far below the 90% needed for building a nuclear weapon. Jeffrey Epstein, a U.S. hedge fund billionaire with links to top politicians, has pled guilty to charges of running a sex trafficking ring that allegedly exploited dozens of underage girls. A New York federal prosecutor accused Epstein of paying his teenage victims hundreds of dollars for massages that were sexual in nature. He said Epstein also paid them to recruit other underage girls. This is VOA News. The International Criminal Court has convicted a Congolese warlord nicknamed the Terminator on 18 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. From Paris, Lisa Bryant reports.
Now, Mr. Taganda, please rise. Mr. Taganda, for the reasons...
Former Congolese warlord Bosco Ntaganda listened intently but showed no emotion as presiding judge Robert Fremer read out the judgment. The ruling finds 45-year-old Ntaganda guilty of directly and indirectly committing heinous acts in the Democratic Republic of Congo's northeastern Ituri province in 2002 and 2003 when he headed the UPC militia movement. Among the acts, murder, rape, sexual slavery, and conscripting child soldiers. Ntaganda claimed his innocence throughout the trial. He has 30 days to appeal, with sentencing scheduled for a separate hearing. He faces up to life in prison. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, said Monday that she's appalled by conditions in migrant detention centers in the United States. For VOA, Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet calls conditions in these detention camps appalling for both adult and child refugees and migrants, but especially so for the children. Her spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the High Commissioner feels personally stricken by the plight of the children.
She's deeply shocked from all these perspectives at the way that children are being forced to sleep on the floor in overcrowded facilities without access to adequate health care or food. And these are conditions that have been documented by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of the Inspector General itself.
Kevin McAleenan, the acting secretary of the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, maintained on Sunday that reports of unsanitary conditions and inadequate food and water are unsubstantiated. He said steps are being taken to improve the detention centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
U.S. Attorney General William Barr said Tuesday the Trump administration will take action this week that would let the controversial question about citizenship be added to the 2020 census despite the Supreme Court ruling against it.
We've been considering all the options, and I've been in constant discussions with the president ever since the Supreme Court decision came down. And I think over the next day or two, you'll see what approach we're taking. I think it does provide a pathway for getting the question on the census.
In an effort to find a legal way to include the question, Mr. Trump has suggested delaying the census, printing an addendum to the census forms, or simply signing an executive order. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
All All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now.